The Team, 92.1 FM.
I am the manager, and I'm going to run this team.
Lansing Sports Talk Leader.
Welcome back. It is The Drive with Jack, The Team, 92.1 FM. We are back with Graham Couch, sports columnist for the Lansing State Journal. And want to welcome in Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, clinical psychologist and Renaissance man. Hey, John, how are you?
Well, I'm in a good mood today. I'm enjoying getting ready this Rushmore-type thing, and yeah, they're definitely fascinating stuff you guys are dealing with.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the way yesterday's show ended, because we had done the four Mount Rushmores for basketball, football, all other sports, and then coaches and administration. And we took the 16 figures we had there and tried to narrow it down for the four for the actual carving for Michigan State. Wound up with Dr. John Hanna, Magic Johnson, Tom Izzo. The first two of those three have statues on campus. I think there's a good chance Tom Izzo will at some point. But we have a four spot, and we have three names, John. We've talked about Biggie Munn, what he meant to Michigan State with the 54-9 record and also distinguished service as an athletic director. Duffy Doherty, all of the great teams he produced, but also winningest coach in Michigan State history and some of the amazing things he did in terms of civil rights and integration of college football that we cannot begin to quantify. And then from a player perspective, George Webster, who was considered to be the number one player on our list, and Graham, you're going to get to that point in a couple of weeks on yours.
Yep. Right now I've got Drew Stanton number one.
That's what I thought. Yeah. So anyway, in terms of those three, you are in a unique position, John, of having seen Biggie Munn's teams, having seen Duffy Doherty's teams certainly for many years, and knowing what he meant in terms of college football. Very few college football coaches ever show up on the cover of Time magazine. And then George Webster in terms of being as good a defensive player as the Big Ten's ever produced.
Well, let me start with Webster. I think he is one of the great players. I mean, anybody who followed that period, I mean, he definitely, and he was all over the field. He wasn't just one, if you go back, obviously, when you think of the Giant, okay, when you think of him, but he was only on one part of the ball, okay? He was on one side of the game, I should say. But Webster was all over the field, okay? There's no question about how great he was. The problem is when you go over the years, you know, you can even look at the last couple years, it's kind of hard to pick out the player. I think in his era, he was the greatest player in the 60s. I would say there's no doubt there. But then you go forward and you go to Van Pelt, who Duffy thought was such a great player. You can even go back to Biggie. So I think it's hard to pick a player. Okay, as far as Doherty goes, I think he was a great public relations guy. You could argue, was he anywhere near the coach of Biggie Munn? And probably many would say no, if not most. But he was kind of a remarkable guy. People loved him. He was on TV all the time. He was quite a remarkable guy and a great, in terms of emissary for MSU. But Biggie wins in my estimation, he certainly wins. I think when Hanna, kind of railroaded his way into the Big Ten with people certainly helping, but it was his definite passion to get into the Big Ten. Who did he pick? He picked Biggie Munn. And who could have been any more successful than Biggie Munn? He's a giant. There's no other way to look at it. And when I take those two together, they realized the dream of MSU in terms of getting into the Big Ten, becoming a dominant team in overall football. And I just, I'm a little worried about D'Antonio with a chisel out in the backyard there, ready to put himself in there or somebody. But I think and Izzo better watch out, even though last names end in O. But I do feel that at this point in my mind, anyway, when I think of Hanna bringing in, because, Bachman really had a lot of success, in fairness to him, over the years, including 3 years when a win over Michigan playing in Ann Arbor at that time. But as far as I just see Biggie Munn as a Giant who really would be in that group. That's just my opinion. I've done a lot of thinking about that since you guys have been going round and round on this stuff, and I'm not belittling Webster, but geez, you know, you can take, just Denard. You've got a lot of great players that have been coming through over the years, so it's hard to just pick one, even though I'm close to that guy, because, you know, meaning he was here when I was here in school. So
I thought you were roommates with Ed Bagdon.
Maybe so, but I'm actually the one who did the block that Levi ran through in 74 that everybody tries to take credit for. But anyway, that's kind of how I see it, and I'm sure other people could see it very differently.
Well, Doug, we had this discussion yesterday for the last half hour and couldn't really resolve it. But when you hear Dr. John put it that way, does it make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It really does. I always give a little more credence to people who actually saw everything. I try to do what I can to, especially with the Lions, to get my hands on as much film and stuff as I can and as much firsthand accounts. But, you know, people who actually saw people play, I give credence to that.
When you think about the record, 54-9 over seven seasons,
right,
and was in the Big Ten one season and one Rose Bowl win. But when you think about what he did for all of the other sports that won championships, the mid-60s, that was truly a golden age, and not just in football. When you think about wrestling and swimming and soccer. And
I mean, we really ought to do a worst of and then take the early 70s and go, what the hell went wrong? I mean, it created all this mess, although it helped D'Antonio and Izzo build their legacy because they took over something that was mediocre.
You know, and then in Biggie's case, I think you could still make the argument that he's one of the top 10 college football coaches in history because of what he did.
Yeah. The other thing about it, John, is you can say that he brought Duffy Doherty to Michigan State.
Well, that is really true. I think another, let me give you guys a thought. Again, I always say being 10 years older than Jack, I never fell into the Woody Bowl love affair. But anyway, as far as those of us from the 60s, just can't even imagine how people would be shocked things are back to normal. This is the way that it used to be. I do go along, though, with Doug's point. I can't imagine what happened in the 70s except a whole series of poisonings and self-shooting in the foot and calling it, you know, whatever you be. You know, remember, Cannon made the point about MSU being the sleeping giant. At least that's been attributed to him. And it seems that things are really, from what I can see, back to where they ought to be. But those 60s, boy, those were exciting days.
Right.
And when I moved out to California in the 60s, you know, that was still the team to be, you know, green and white, the green monsters, call this stuff,
but
whatever.
Let me ask you guys something, because I don't know this for sure, but Michigan State was a pioneer. We'll get back to this after the break, because we got to get out of here. But Michigan State was a pioneer, though, in recruiting black athletes. And when the rest of the world started doing that, that was no longer
and
just
Duffy
the ticket.
Duffy Doherty had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, but there was no longer just the ticket. And my sense from afar, and not being in that era, was when everybody else started doing that, it made Michigan State less special in that regard.
I also think, in addition to any of that, which I think is all valid, there also were a series of astonishingly horrible decisions made at the top, certainly which Michigan State doesn't have now,
right,
with Simon and
John. Thank you so much, as always. We appreciate your wisdom and clarity, and it looks like Biggie Munn is going to be the choice for that four spot.
Good talking to you guys.
We'll be right back with Hour 2. Jack Ebling here with Graham Couch, and we have Terry Denbo's input soon. We're going to get his take on some of the greatest ever from Greater Lansing coming up on The Drive with Jack, the team 92-1.